Well, the Malayan Law Society position has not changed. It remains the same, that offenses akin to treason were committed around that time.
Some opposition people are saying that the government is just carrying out a political persecution and not prosecution of these individuals who allegedly committed such act. What is your personal opinion about that?
I think that is unfortunate and it is wrong, because if it were political, the government could have arrested them without instituting a commission of inquiry. Instead, the government decided to institute a commission of inquiry, and after the findings of the commission of inquiry, the government has now moved in through its prosecution process, independent prosecution department or branch of government, to try and prosecute. The opposition should be happy, because it's a process of accountability. Every person must be held accountable for their public actions or public utterances.
So, in your opinion, does the Malawi Law Society approve of the investigation and then what is going to happen today, Wednesday, of the prosecution of those people who allegedly committed the act of treason, as you initially stated?
Even with the change of leadership in the Malawi Law Society, the Malawi Law Society is agreed that the prosecution must go ahead, and that the trials must be free and fair, so long as we are guaranteed that free and fair trial, people must be held accountable. It's a process of purification. The presumption of innocence remains, and as such, it is not right to call the prosecution a political persecution unless and until we begin to see how the trial process itself unfolds.
Now, let me ask you of your opinion, Gift. Some people are saying that there's a likelihood that those accused might not receive a fair trial in the Malawi justice system because of the change in the leadership of the country since President Joyce Banda assumed office. What is your personal opinion about that?
In Malawi, we boast of a very independent judicial system, and I think it has stood the test of time. The world listening to me now would probably agree that, in my opinion, the democracy that we enjoy in Malawi has largely been sustained by the judiciary. We have gone through trials and tribulations. The constitution has been tested, and it has survived because of judicial independence.
Let me ask you this last one on the list, Gift. What, in your expectations, should Malawians expect from the beginning of this trial and through the process until the conclusion of this matter?
I think Malawians should expect very, very strange revelations. And Malawians should expect that the wheels of justice will roll. They might roll slowly, but eventually, whatever the outcome, whatever the verdict, we will all be able to agree and say this had to happen, and this is a judicial decision after a thorough analysis, and the judiciary, which has kept us going since 1994, will keep us going for as long as we remain with an independent judiciary like we have at the moment. And I'm quite optimistic that our judiciary will remain that independent, given the history that it's gone through since becoming a multi-party nation in 1994. So Malawians should expect that the law will take its course. Malawians have examples of where the judiciary has stood up against government. The judiciary has stood up against opposition machinations. They have clear examples of how independent our judiciary has remained and how solid it has been in sustaining the democracy we so much cherish today.